Well, today's Gary Zimak Show, we'll take a look at how extreme love of this life can be a big problem. And we'll also look at the daily mass readings. You stay right there. It's coming right up. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the program. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. I'm Gary Zimak, and I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 30 minutes. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, extreme love of this life can be a problem. And I know what you're thinking, man, after last night's show talking about the reality of death, now Gary's talking about how loving this life is not a good thing. What's next? Well, here's the important thing to remember. First of all, tonight's show is a reality check. And if you do love this life too much, you are going to be in trouble. Why? Because you're not going to focus on the fact that this life is temporary. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think you get where I'm coming from with this. We have to remember that we are on our way to heaven. That's where we are journeying toward. We're journeying toward heaven. What we need to do in this life is do what's necessary to make sure we get to heaven, which is to follow the teachings of our Lord through his church and correspond to the grace that he gives us so that we can become holy. If we do that, we're going to get to heaven because of what Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago when he rose from the dead, he died on the cross, rose from the dead to open up the gates of heaven so you and I can get there. So we will focus on that today. But here's the good news. If you're tired of all this talk about death and the end of this life, tomorrow evening, we shift gears and we begin to head toward our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Tomorrow is, if you want to call it, the pregame show. Tomorrow night on the program, I'm going to give you an idea of what to expect over the course of the next 33 days, and then we officially kick it off on Friday, September the 4th. We begin our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We go for 33 days straight, yes, right through the weekend, and we'll do 30 minutes a night, and I'm really so happy that you're going to be with me for the ride. Whether you're consecrating yourself for the first time, whether you're thinking about it, whether you're renewing your consecration, know that you're welcome. Know that we're going to do this as a group, and I'll be here for you every step along the way. And I'm not kidding about that. If you've done it with me in the past, you realize that I do answer my emails. Sometimes I'm a little slower than I'd like, depending on what I have going on, but I will get back to you, and together we will get through this, and we'll get the most out of it that we can. Also on today's show, I want to mention that we will do the daily mass readings too. So you know that's coming up as well. But I am excited about total consecration. It always feels strange when I put the themed programs on hold, which is what we're going to do for the next 35 days or whatever. And we really focus on what it means to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. I'll talk more about it tomorrow, but if you're on the fence, please give it a try. You will not regret it. There is no commitment. Just go for it with me. Let's do it one day at a time and see if it doesn't appeal to you as we go forward. And then once you make your total consecration, you're going to see tremendous, and I'm not kidding, tremendous changes in your life for the better. And you'll find yourself becoming closer to Jesus than ever before. That's a given. I know what the Blessed Mother will do in your life. That's why I can be so sure about this. I know what the Blessed Mother will do, and she's going to bring you close to Jesus. That's what she does. And that's why the church recommends this devotion, because it's really important, and it's really helpful, and it will change your life. So stay tuned for more, and show up tomorrow, if for no other reason than to just hear what I have to say as we go through the plan of what it's going to look like, okay? I do want to share with you something. This morning on the Sunrise Morning Show, I had the privilege of being on with Anna Mitchell, and I shared with her this verse. I want to lay it on you right now because it's a good one. The Lord is, this is Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, these are two questions that you should ask yourself. If the Lord truly is my light, he's the roadmap that I need. He's the light shining in the darkness for me to navigate my way through the darkness. And he is the source of my salvation. Through Jesus Christ, I can get to heaven. If those two facts are true, and they are, then why should I be afraid of anyone or anything? And the answer is, I shouldn't. But the reason I told you to ask yourself this question is, whom shall I fear? Make a list of your fears. Am I afraid of a person? Am I afraid of a situation? Am I afraid of something in my life that will be too difficult for me, such as suffering? Make that list. If you have more than one thing, that's fine. And bring it to the Lord and ask Him to help you with it. And you will find that He will help you. He's not going to leave you deserted. The way to overcome your fear, no matter what it's about, is to grow closer to Christ. And you know, not to plug total consecration again, but here I go. Total consecration will help you with that. There's all the more reason for you to participate in it. So I wanted you to hear that verse. That was from my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled segment, which we do every week on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. And we'll be back again next Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. And I hope you'll Eastern Time, and I hope you'll be able to tune into that for another Bible verse that will help you to overcome anxiety. Also, I wanted to mention that the first five CDs that I'm releasing, they are CDs of my most popular talks. They're now available for immediate shipping. If you're interested in purchasing copies of these, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Right now, I have an entry on the blog. So you look through the blog and you'll be able to see it. I'll put something up. I'm going to work. My graphic artist will be coming up with a button that we can put on the website. But for right now, that's where it's going to be. I might put something on the book page, or I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet, but just know the CDs are available. If you want to hear five of my live talks, you can purchase one or any, all of them or one of them through my good friends at Champions of the Truth, the apostolate that produces the CDs and the recordings. We're going to do some video later in the year as well of my talks. They are good people. And you're not going to go wrong with them. They can get the stuff shipped out a lot faster than I can. That's why they're doing this for me. So they're handling the shipping and all the orders for the CDs and the videos when they come out. We'll be shooting video later in the year in Louisiana. They're going to be at my talk in New Orleans, as well as my talk, my parish mission in Karen Crow. We're going to film all these. They will be available on DVD and CD in the future. So I'm hearing your request. I've been hearing this for a long time. I'm finally getting around to releasing some of my talks. So in case you can't get there live, you'll be able to hear the talks. And also, if you want to bring me in live to speak at your parish, remember that you can do so by visiting followingthetruth.com to find out more information, or just send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com, and we'll work out the details so that I can come and give a talk at your parish. All right, let's pray. And then we'll get on with the rest of the program. Let's pray. Let's put ourselves in the Lord's presence. Let's remember that He hears us. He's right here with us. And He's standing by, ready to listen to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank You so much for giving us another day. Thank You for the many blessings in our lives. Thank You for the gift of Your Son, Jesus. Thank You for the grace that You give us, which helps us to live a holy life. Please help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely. Please help those who are struggling with addictions. Please help those who are dealing with financial difficulties, as well as those who are experiencing weather-related problems and religious persecution. I ask You to help them all. Allow them to feel your peace, and allow them to grow closer to You in the midst of their difficulties. Father, we also ask that You be with us and our family and those around us. Help us to boldly proclaim Your faith, even when it may not be met with open arms. Please help us with all of our problems, the things that cause us to worry. We hand them over to You now, Father, and we ask You to please handle them for us and help us to trust in You more. Help us to not panic. Help us to really believe that You care for us and that You can take care of our problems in the best way possible. I give You this show, Father. I ask You to work through me this day, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to Your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We turn to our Blessed Mother Mary now and ask for her help. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this program every Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll continue to be able to tune in and join us on a nightly basis. We begin our total consecration. We do one preliminary show tomorrow, then we launch into it for real on Friday. Here's the way it works, in case you are a new listener. The program airs in podcast form. So the podcast is available every Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Once it's available, you can listen to it either by going to blogtalkradio.com, directly from my website at followingthetruth.com. You simply go to the radio page and listen to the program, and you can access the last five shows right from the website. Or you can get it from iTunes and download the podcast. That way, in iTunes, it is 24 hours late, so today's show will air tomorrow. That's the way it works for consecration. We run into this every year. It's a slight complication, but as we go through the consecration, as we near the end, I'll make it so that it all works out, all right? So just be content to be a day behind. That's fine. Really doesn't matter. We've got 33 days to do this. I'll take care of it so that it all works out. But know also that the program will air on the weekends. The podcast will be available in the same places at 2 p.m. Eastern. That's the plan. If that changes, I will let you know. Just make sure you get on the mailing list at followingthetruth.com, the mailing list for total consecration. So if things do change, or if I need to get the word out about something or another, you'll be on the list, okay? Any questions, as always, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's look at our Mass readings for today. The first reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. We begin a new letter for our first readings. It's St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy ones and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Of this you have already heard through the word of truth, the gospel, that has come to you. Just as in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you from the day you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved and fellow slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Here's what I want you to get out of this first reading, that the gospel is the truth. It's the Lord's word spoken to you. Remember this, you should be reading Scripture every day. And as far as Scripture goes, the Gospels, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, have a place of prominence. That's what the Church teaches in the Vatican II document, De Verbum, which is about the Bible, the Word of God, actually. And the Gospel message is something we need to hear every day. If you listen to the show, you get the Gospel, you get all the daily Mass readings. Let the Lord continue to speak to you through the pages of Scripture. If you don't get a chance to listen to this show, just make sure you're reading the Bible 5-10 minutes a day. You can do more, but do at least that much. And your life will change. You're going to be a lot more peaceful. You will have a better idea of what God wants you to do in your life. And I hope you realize that the Bible is not a scary book. And if you do feel it's scary, stick with me. We're going to talk more about it. And believe me, if I can get something out of the Bible, anyone can. Jesus didn't say that we need to pass an examination to be able to read sacred Scripture. The Church asks us or instructs us all to read the Bible. You might not be a biblical scholar, but neither am I. We can get plenty out of God's written word. So that's the message I want you to get today. Now, with that in mind, when we go into our 33 days of preparation for total consecration, I'm going to see if I can work some of the daily mass readings into the program at the end, if I have time. That's my goal. But until we actually start the material, I'm not sure how much time I have. I think I might have time to do it. I'm going to try, because I think it's important that in addition to the great stuff that we're going to hear from Father Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, I want to give you the Word of God as well. So I'm going to do my best to work that in, and I hope we'll be able to do that. Let's just see how it goes, and that's the plan. So my plan is to at least read the gospel. If I can do all the readings, I'll do them. Okay. By the way, the beverage du jour today, it's kind of a dull one. I just have a glass of water here, but I'm parched. It's kind of hot and humid, so that works out really good. The responsorial psalm, I can't believe I forgot the beverage du jour. I mean, normally that's right at the beginning of the program. You know, I have my priorities straight. Responsorial psalm, Psalm 52, I trust in the mercy of God forever. I, like a green olive tree in the house of God, trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will thank you always for what you have done and proclaim the goodness of your name before your faithful ones. Trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Boy, we're heading into a year of mercy, and you're already starting to see some of the things that are happening. The fact that Pope Francis decreed that any priest can now, during the year of mercy, forgive the sin of abortion. It used to require a little bit more of an elaborate procedure, but what is the Holy Father trying to do? He's trying to extend the Lord's mercy to everyone. He's also enabling the priests of the Society of St. Pius X, who have been unable to validly perform the sacraments, they are now able to hear confessions during the year of mercy. The Pope is extending God's mercy to more and more people. That's a good thing. You're going to hear misleading comments about this, especially in the mainstream media, but take it from me, this is a really good thing. We want to get more and more people exposed to God's mercy. That's why, getting back to total consecration again, I asked Father Michael Gately about this. His version of preparation, 33 Days to Morning Glory, is a little less stringent than some of the other ones that I've seen. The reason he does that is because he wants to let everybody, he doesn't want anybody to be frightened away by the difficulty of preparation for total consecration, because he believes in its power, as do I. So I like his approach. So therefore, if you're a little squeamish, if you're afraid that it's going to be too difficult to go through this 33-day preparation period, know that it's not, because Father Gately will be the first to tell you that he likes to take the easy way out. He doesn't consider himself to be that strong. That's why he came up with this version. But make no mistake about it. It's still very powerful and very effective. Okay, let's look at the gospel. Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 44. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them at sunset. All who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them, and demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God," but he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. If Jesus, I mean, you might look at some of these miracles performed by our Lord, and all of these people that were healed, they're dead. They're not alive anymore. Otherwise, we'd see them on TV, right? Can you see CNN or Fox News interviewing Lazarus or the people that Jesus healed? They're dead. These miracles, these healings, were essentially temporary healings. Why? Because our life is temporary. The ultimate healing is the forgiveness of those sins, which may prevent us from living in heaven with the Lord for all eternity. That's a much more powerful healing. We get that healing through the sacrament of confession. But the way we are as human beings, we are more affected by seeing these miraculous acts where the Lord will physically heal somebody as opposed to a spiritual healing, because we could see a physical healing with our eyes. We can't necessarily see the effects of a spiritual healing, and Jesus knew that. That's one of the reasons he performed these miracles, so that people's faith would be strengthened. That's what he did. And in fact, he had that direct conversation with some of the skeptics who said, how can you forgive sins? And Jesus said, what is easier for me to physically heal somebody or to forgive sins? And he alluded to the fact that the healing of sins was a more powerful miracle, but it's not going to get as many people to follow him, because people need to be wowed with these miraculous acts that they can be astonished when they see them. And that's why he would perform the miracles. That's why he still sometimes will give us things that we ask for, even though they're not really necessarily going to help us once we get to heaven. A lot of little favors along the way the Lord grants, because he knows that if he gives us these things, the way our minds work, that helps our faith to grow, and we'll be able to trust him more with the big things, with the important things. So that's a very good thing to keep in mind about our Lord, about his mercy, that he understands us, and he's going to do whatever he can to bring us along gradually. All right, let's take a look at the series, or the book, My Daily Bread. This is the book by Father Anthony Payone that we have been reading on the program every Wednesday. We're going to wrap it up now, and we'll put it on hold. This might be back. This is one of the, I really like this book. This is one of our more popular features on the program. But once we begin total consecration, we put all of our themes on hold. Today, Father talks about extreme love of this life. Now listen to these words. These words are written as they would come from the person of Christ. Extreme love of this life. My child, learn wisdom from the folly of worldly people. See how hard they take their worldly losses. For an earthly gain, men will labor and suffer so much, but their spiritual losses are so easily forgotten. They are often interested in matters which have little or no value, and they negligently pass over matters which are important. Their entire attention is often absorbed by external affairs. Unless you fight to control your thoughts, you too will be enslaved by the passing events of the present moment. Very good message. You know, we did that Bible passage, or the Bible verse, at the beginning of the show. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom should I be afraid? That is a reminder to us that most of our fears deal with things that don't affect our eternal salvation. And in the big picture, that's all that really matters, because this life is temporary. Why do I keep mentioning this? Why do you hear so much of this from spiritual writers? Well, the reason is because it's important. And we're not going to think about spiritual matters. We're not going to think about heaven unless somebody reminds us. Because with our eyes and our senses, we're able to perceive all these problems that are around us. But unless we spend some time focusing on the fact that this life is temporary, and that eternity is going to be spent either in heaven or hell, then we're not going to concentrate on it, and therefore we're not going to do a good job reaching out to the Lord and learning what's really important in life. Now, I just had problems with my internet today. The internet access was going in and out. In the big picture, that's not a big problem. It's an inconvenience, because I try to do the show, and fortunately things are back now and I'm going to be able to get the show uploaded, but it's a problem. And my kids were getting a little bent out of shape about it, and I was a little frustrated about it, but there's nothing I can do, and in reality, that's not going to help me get to heaven. But it's these little things, the traffic jams, the minor health issues, the weather issues. These are the things that aggravate us so much, and they really shouldn't. The only way we're going to let these be. The only way we're going to be able to experience peace in the midst of these little annoyances is to keep focused on the big picture. Okay? All right, back to the book. How foolish are those who do not realize their miserable condition, making this path, passing earthly life, the only object of their desires. Some cling so to this life that if they could remain here forever, they would not care at all for the kingdom of God. They would prefer to stay on earth, even though they might have to strain and struggle for the bare necessities of their earthly existence. How foolish and blind these people are. They lie buried so deep in earthly things that they enjoy only the pleasures of the senses. In a short while, they'll come to the end of their earthly life. Then they will have a bitter realization of the uselessness and nothingness of what they loved. That is an important reminder. And keep that in mind. You know, as I always tell you, you're listening to this show. Obviously, you care more than the average person. And I commend you for that. That's a really good thing. I do the show, so obviously I care about this too. We get the fact that the Lord loves us. We get the fact that heaven is forever. We get the fact that he wants us to go to heaven, but even we slip up sometimes, and we all need that reminder. So let's continue to stay focused on heaven and the importance of getting there, which is why I'm doing total consecration with you, because that's what the Blessed Mother wants to do. She wants to make us into saints. You and I get distracted. We let the things of the world take our focus off of the Lord and getting to heaven, right? I mean, you have to admit, we do. Mary can help us with that. Here's a little meditation. The best way to realize the quickly passing value of earthly attractions is to look at them in the past. Where are the enjoyments of last year? What became of the glory for which I struggled so hard 5 years ago? What's left of last summer's pleasures? Gone. All finished and gone. Do I want to go on living for that kind of happiness? Or do I want perfect, all-satisfying, never-ending happiness? Only a fool would hesitate in answering this question. Let's end with the prayer from the book, Love and Father of All Intelligence. May I never be guilty of this supreme folly, the folly of those who believe in living for today's earthly pleasures without bothering about their eternal salvation. In the gospel, you speak of the man who sat back and prepared to think only of the pleasure and enjoyment of his earthly possessions. To him you said, "Thou fool, this night will they require thy soul of thee." He died that night, unprepared to face his judge. Let me always face life's greatest fact. I live for heaven or for hell. My earthly life will show what choice I make. My God, give me the strength to live a holy life on earth, so that I may receive the eternal reward of heavenly life with you. Amen. All right, that's it. Get ready for total consecration. We kick it off unofficially tomorrow night. We actually kick it off on Friday, but tomorrow night, stop by if you can, and I'll tell you about what we can expect in the 33 days ahead. If you have questions about any of this, please feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. It has been a great pleasure to be with you here on the program. Hey, I tell you what, I just love doing this show, and I'm very thankful for the fact that you listen to the program as often as you do. I really am, and I'm honored that you would stop by. I'm honored that you would stop by every night, or however often you can, and listen to the show. You make my night, and I hope that you enjoy the program, and you know my intention. My intention is to keep doing this for as long as I possibly can, and with your support, that's exactly what is going to happen. All right, so thanks so much for stopping by. God willing, I'll be here tomorrow at 8 p.m., provided I'm still here, provided the internet cooperates. We'll see what happens. So say a little prayer that it all goes smoothly as we begin our total consecration process in the next couple of days. And get ready, because it's really going to be good. It's really going to be powerful, and your life will be changed forever. If you don't believe me, give it a try and see for yourself. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Thanks for stopping by. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.